Hello again, and welcome to Dave's new podcast. One of the joys of being able to access iPlayer and YouTube these days is that you can revisit so many old songs that you used to know and love when you were growing up. And I was watching an episode of Top of the Pops from, I think it was 1977, on iPlayer. And it's an extraordinary experience because you got everyone with sort of fairly big hair, not quite as big as the 80s, but certainly getting that way. And lots of the pop stars are wearing sweaters and flared jeans, and they all smile and look quite fluffy and happy, and the DJs make sort of bad jokes as they introduce them and all that sort of thing. And then suddenly you get the Jam. And the Jam were this strange arrival on Top of the Pops, because they didn't have that big hair and they didn't wear the nice cozy sweaters and they didn't smile and look all benign and happy. They came on with their, you know, skin tight suits and their laser thin ties, and they were spitting, and not physically spitting like the Sex Pistols or anything, but you know, they were Paul Weller spitting out his words, and his frustration and his anger against the system is just a complete shock to the system after you've watched 20 minutes of the likes of Brotherhood of Man and that sort of thing. And when I was watching it, I was thinking, you know, that's what it must have been like when Jesus came on the scene. He goes into the wilderness for a while, which is his time of transition. And he spent, well, probably 15 years as a carpenter builder, stonemason, metalworker kind of character. Worked with his dad, and then at some point his dad died, so maybe he inherited the business, then passed it on to his brothers. But he takes some time out, and that's quite understandable because he is going to appear on the scene in some ways as punk appeared on the pop scene. He's not necessarily going to come out all spitting and angry and swearing as the punk rockers did, not at all. But he is going to look completely different to anything that has gone before. He is going to be jamming a stick in the spokes of his society. And he needs time to prepare for that. He needs time to consider how he's going to deal with that. Because other people will want to shape him. They'll want to manipulate him. He will be grabbed by a lot of people who will be very happy to see him. When he walks into town, he talks about repenting. And it's nothing to do with saying sorry for the things you've done wrong. The word used is metanoia. And it means change the way you think. So Jesus walks into town and he's kind of saying to people, look, it's a different time now. You know, you've had that music playing for a while and those people looking like that. Well, I'm bringing a different music, a different way, a different style. And it means that you are going to have to think differently. And that's the beginning of it, really. But of course, ever since then, people have tried to reshape Jesus, try to put him in a box, try to manipulate him for their own ends. In fact, maybe perhaps we all do it to some degree, because we all come to Jesus with our own viewpoints and worldviews and that kind of thing. But that's why I think it's important to try and rediscover the Bible, and particularly the gospel stories or the blogs about Jesus, Matthew, Mark, Luke and John, because they can help us see again who this Jesus was, who this Messiah was, who burst onto the scene like the Jam on Top of the Pops and asked people to start again and think differently. Thanks very much for listening. That was Dave's podcast.